Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And as I thought about what to say to you all, that verse struck me because that verse sums up my whole testimony. I stand before you all as nobody special, nobody important, but simply a sinner saved by the grace of God. And today, briefly, I just want to tell you about how this profound truth that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me, how that truth became real and alive to me. And as I give my testimony, I also echo the words of the psalmist, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I want to decrease as he increases, and I want the God, his grace and his love to be magnified. And I want us to exalt in his name together, because as you hear my testimony and you notice some differences from my testimony and your salvation experience, I want to say this, that we have far more in common than we do differently. And so I want you to notice the common thread that we have in our salvation experiences, and I want that to cause us to exalt his name together. So growing up, I was not raised in a Christian home. Only a handful of times that I even stepped foot inside of a church. My father raised me. My father was a sergeant in the army, and he sure enough ran his household like a drill sergeant. Very strict disciplinarian. And so it was my father's worldly wisdom and his crooked sense of morality that shaped me and influenced my way of thinking about life and about what being a man is all about. And outside of the home, there were other peer pressures and other worldly influences that also shaped my life and also shaped how I viewed being a man. And so because of that and because of my sinful nature, life to me became nothing more than this driven pursuit to achieve by any means necessary, to seek to be successful by how the world deems success, to chase after a career, to chase after money, but yet at the same time to have fun, indulge in partying and drinking and women. That was how I viewed life. That was what I thought being a man was all about. So 18 years old, I go to college in Richmond, Virginia, Virginia Commonwealth University. I was on a full Army ROTC scholarship to become an Army officer, which was my dream since I was in eighth grade. So I go here, and no longer am I under the strict discipline and guidance of my father. And so I was able to give full vent to my sinful nature and all of the worldly influences. And so I began to skip class and stop going to class and just begin to indulge in alcohol and partying and promiscuity with women. That became my life. And that lasted for a few semesters until I finally flunked out of college because I wasn't even going to classes. I lost my scholarship. I was kicked out of school. Ended up having to stay with a friend and sleep on his floor for a little while till I was able to start finally working and make a little bit of money to provide or rent out a room for myself. So this became a very dark and depressing season of my life as I spiraled deeper into sin, deeper and deeper, indulging more into sin. And I began to know for the first time in my life this gaping void inside of me that sin could not fulfill. And I was left all alone to lie in the grave that I had dug for myself. My father rejected me and looked at me as nothing but a failure now. Very dark time in my life, and little did I know that God was using this to begin to draw me to himself, to begin to break me and strip me of my pride and my selfishness and my arrogance. A few months went by and I get this opportunity to go out to Missouri, to go back to college, to rejoin the Army officer program. I had nothing going in my life. So I packed up my suitcase and I go to Missouri, middle of nowhere. to pursue this dream that I had. And I go to Missouri and I felt this sense that I need to start going to church. But my motive was selfish. I felt like I need to be more moral so I don't blow this new opportunity. So I start going to a traditional African-American church. I remember the soulful choir, the old hymns, the elderly mother sitting up on the front row, dressed in all white from head to toe on all white Sundays. I remember Deacon Cole starting off Sunday school with this little light of mine. I remember those times. But the one thing I don't remember is the gospel being clearly preached. I was not confronted with my sin. I was not told about the wrath and the judgment of God that was looming upon me. And I did not see my desperate need for the Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I went years in college, unconverted, playing church on Sunday, living like the devil the rest of the week, lost as could be inside the church. Years go by. I graduate college. I commission as an army officer. And I go to Fort Benning, Georgia to start my training. And quickly after going up on active duty, God began to orchestrate events in my life to break me, to strip me of my pride, my ego, my arrogance. And I began to hate the man that I was becoming. I felt like I was wearing a mask, like I was living a lie. I knew how to put on this professional army officer front to be physically fit, to accomplish the mission, to accomplish the task and duties that they gave me as an officer. I knew how to do all of that. But behind closed doors, inwardly, my life was a wreck. My life was in shambles, struggling with personal problems, drinking alcohol heavily, trying to drown out that gaping void inside and the nagging conscience that would not go away, telling me that there is a God that I was not yet reconciled to. And I could not shake this. And I began to hate who I was. And that's how God found me. At my lowest point and in my darkest hour, God was faithful. And he sent a brother into my life, a fellow army officer, to just sit down with me and teach me a Bible study one-on-one. And as he began to open up the truths of the scripture, God began to confront me with my sin and confront me with the impending judgment and wrath that was looming upon me and confront me with my desperate need of the Savior, Jesus Christ. And it was like these great walls of truth were building up and shutting me into only God and himself. And I finally had to confront the wretched sinner that I was. That Bible study lasted over a period of days, and that last day of that Bible study, I was broken. I was shattered. My pride crushed. Broken over my sin. Tears began to stream from my eyes, and I lay prostrate on the floor, and I cried out to God, "Have mercy on my soul." I realized that God was a holy God. And he was a good God. And he had been nothing but good to me and gracious to me. And he had kept me after all those years in my sin, patient with me. And I had done nothing but spat upon him and rejected and rebelled against him. And I deserved the wrath of God upon me. And I cried out to God for mercy that night. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became real to me. The fact that Jesus Christ loved me, the fact that he died for me, that he came to this earth with my name engraven upon the palm of his hands and he laid down his life and shed his blood for me, that became real. The fact that he rose from the grave, the fact that he is in heaven now ruling and reigning, that became real to me, my friends. More real to me than you sitting in front of me today. And God saved me. And I knew I was born again on that night. The Holy Ghost shed forth the love of God in my heart and my soul. And finally, that gaping void and that emptiness and that hollowness that I had experienced for so many years was filled. No alcohol, no woman could do that. But God filled that void inside of me. And the weight and the burden and the guilt and the shame of all of my sin rolled away, rolled off of my shoulders. And I experienced a joy unspeakable, full of glory. And I knew the peace of God, of having been reconciled with God and given a clean slate, forgiven of all of my sins. And this profound truth that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me became real that night. And my friends, the journey since then has been nothing but simply learning more of that profound truth that Jesus loves me and he gave himself for me. And I believe with everything inside of me that for the rest of eternity, I'll be understanding the full weight and magnitude of that truth, that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. If you want to know more about my story up to this point, this man that stands before you now after my conversion, then feel free to come and talk to me and approach me. But I simply want to say this. If you're in this room, my friend, and you are not saved, if you do not know the Savior, learn from my testimony, because I came to church Sunday after Sunday for weeks and months and years, and I was not converted. Learn from my testimony, my friends. And I can testify to you today and tell you that there is a God who loves sinners. And Jesus Christ laid down his life and shed his blood for sinners. And he rose from that grave with all power and authority. And he is on the throne right now, ruling and reigning. My friends, I testify to you today. Come to Christ today. Let today be the day of salvation. My friends, if you are not saved, the nail print hands of the Savior are outstretched to you today. Come to Christ today, and you will be forgiven of all of your sins, my friend. If he could save a wretched sinner like me, my friends, he can save you. It doesn't matter what you think that you've done. He can save you. Come to the Savior and be cleansed of all of your sin by the blood of Jesus Christ today. Be delivered from any addiction that you may be struggling with. Be healed. Be delivered from that bondage of sin. Come to know the love of God today. And to those who are saved here today, again, you notice the differences between my testimony and your salvation experience. But I want you to realize what we have in common is far greater. The grace of God and the love of God has come to your life as well. And we all serve the same Father and the same Lord. And we've all been filled with the same Holy Spirit. So I want that to warm your heart and move you as you think about your own testimony of God's grace and love in your life. And may you be encouraged and strengthened along this journey to that heavenly home where we'll finally see our Savior face to face in glory. Yeah.